Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Very nice language in front of the children.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You know, it's the same garbage from last week's game. I'm beginning to recognize things.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Hey, maybe he's in his office locked in the john again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title, get this, 27 years and 50 weeks. That's right, we are 2 weeks away from our 28th anniversary, which I'll feature the greatest heavyweight, I think, in boxing history. I'm talking about Larry Holmes. That's right, Larry Holmes will be here in a couple of weeks to celebrate our 28th anniversary. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history. We're talking MMA this hour, of course. UFC 151 not happening tonight. Supposed to be in Las Vegas. I mean, there's probably a lot of people sitting in Las Vegas right now in hotel rooms twiddling their thumbs because they had flight reservations that they had to keep or you lost them, and you had the hotel reservations they had to keep or you lost them too. So why not go out to Vegas if it's already paid for? The fight's not going to happen, but at least you go out there, spend a few days in the sun, get some sunshine, get some rays, you know, eat some of that free prime rib, that kind of good stuff, champagne, all the shrimp, all that stuff, you know, the good things that Las Vegas has to offer. And if you're a single guy, lots of chicks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. We do have open phone lines. If you'd like to join us, partake in the show, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or you can hit us up on the Twitter thing, twitter.com, using the hash mark Ring Talk. Want to say hello to Atlanta GA, 3WE. What's happening in Atlanta?
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door.
They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
30 seconds into the fight and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at her, rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Yeah, I thought that I forgot, to that this is what I say. Do I know what I put it? I know I'll survive and I evolve every day. Survival of the hippest, the funky and the biggest. Survival of the hippest, the soulful and the quickest. As a true funk soldier, I don't need a yogi. It's decoded in my DNA.
My main man there, Tom Bowes, former lead singer of Tower Power, now singing, of course, with the, what do they call themselves, the New York Funk Harmonic Orchestra. Tom's got some chops, boy. He's a little tiny guy, too, probably about 5'6", 5'7", sort of like L.J. Reynolds, small but powerful. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Before we get things started, I want to mention that The Ultimate Fighter returns. This is the longest-running reality show in American history. September 14th on FX Cable, Friday night. It's 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Pacific Time. I figure it's going to be a great, great little concept now that they've gone back to taping it. I mean, they did a live show last year, and they didn't have all the little incentives, all the little intangibles, all the little tidbits and things like that that you can when you tape a show. So I think it's great that they're going back to taping it. I think it should last... You know, everybody's sort of like sworn to secrecy. You can't say who won, who lost, this and that. Everybody sort of lived up to that thus far in the old. I mean, the Contender Show, we sort of knew that Sergio Mora had won the, was going to be in the finals. There's no question about that. So we knew for a long time that that was going to happen. It took a couple of months after they had got done with the tapings. But the bottom line is the Ultimate Fighter, these guys have been pretty, pretty closed mouthed. They haven't leaked nothing out as far as who's going to be, fighting, who's not going to be fighting, who won, who lost, all that kind of good stuff. Looks like Shane Carwin's going to take on Roy Big Country Nelson. They'll be the coaches for this next season of The Ultimate Fighter debuts September 14th on FX Cable. That's Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Now, UFC 151. Now, you know, you thought that was supposed to happen today, right? Didn't happen. John Jones... you know, and I'm not a big John Jones fan, and I'll tell you why. There's a couple of reasons why I'm not a big John Jones fan. First of all, I don't think he's got it to become a heavyweight champion. I think he's too small as far as his physical stature is concerned. Yeah, he's 6'4", he's 205 pounds, but to be 6'4", and fight guys that are 265 when you're only weighing like 225, I think is a distinct disadvantage, and I just don't think that he's going to be able to live up to the... he's not going to be able to fight at heavyweight. I don't think he'll be able. I think 205 is his limit. He's done. Of course, now he wouldn't take on Dan Henderson because Dan Henderson got hurt. Then, of course, he was supposed to take on Chael Sonnen. He turned down the Chael Sonnen card, so that scrapped the entire card. That's the first time in UFC's history since the Zuffa Sports, of course, Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta and Dana White bought the UFC back in, I don't say 2000, 2001. But they have never canceled an event, never canceled a live event. This time they did. They had to cancel UFC 151. Supposed to be today at the Mandalay Bay Hotel, I believe, in Las Vegas. And, of course, as I said, there's a lot of people sitting in Las Vegas right now, probably not knowing what to do because there's no fight tonight. So what are they going to do? Well, you probably go down to the lobby and watch the HBO boxing match if you're in the boxing. But if you're in the UFC, you're sort of screwed. And they're doing nothing. And the UFC has done nothing to... subsidize the fans that had already paid for their fight tickets and their flight tickets and their hotel tickets and things like that. So I think what the UFC should have done is I think they should have put on the event and they should have scratched the main event and then did everything else. They should have put on FX cable and Facebook. That's the way they could have saved their face. I really do. I think they would maybe would not have had the turnout, the live turnout that they were expecting in Las Vegas, but at least some people who were booked who had to go to Las Vegas. I mean, you're stuck. You've got an airline ticket you paid like $400 or $500 for. You got an old lady, a girlfriend. Maybe you're bringing your kid with you. All of a sudden, the airfare is like almost a grand. Then you got the hotel rooms, and you can't cancel them because they're already pre-booked and prepaid for. So you're screwed. There's nothing you can do. Either you go to Vegas and you enjoy it for what it is, or you sit home and you watch $1,500 fly out the window. It's one or the other. So that's why I think that Dana White should have stepped up. I mean, he was doing his best to get Chael Sonnen in to fight John Jones to fight Chael Sonnen. He wouldn't do it. Of course, there's a right-handed, a left-handed type of thing there. I think Henderson was a left-hander. I think the other guys are right-handers. So there was going to be a sort of a switch in styles. But they're both basic wrestlers. And John Jones is head and shoulders above Chael Sonnen as far as a wrestler's concerned, as far as a fighter's concerned. Plus, he's outweighing him naturally. I mean, you know, Chael was fighting at 185. Now, you know, John Jones is fighting at 205. So with all those advantages, if you gave me myself as a fighter, all those advantages, I'd be breaking down the door to fight Chael Sonnen. Big mouth or not. I really would have. But John Jones is not that way. His team leader, Greg Jackson, said if he took the fight, it would be the biggest mistake he ever made in his life. Greg, are you on drugs? Anyway, the bottom line is UFC 151 not going down tonight. Instead, UFC 152 will feature the aforementioned John Jones, 16-1, the one loss coming from VA disqualification. He will be fighting Vitor Belfort. That's September 22nd. And am I excited about this? No. I mean, Vitor's won 7 of his last 8 fights, but let's be honest. Vitor Belfort was a phenom 10 years ago. That's a long, long time ago, especially in the world of mixed martial arts. I mean, you know, you can get old overnight in boxing and MMA, any type of fighting. But 10 years ago is when Vitor Belfort was the phenom. He was the guy that was a star of reality TV series down there in Brazil. And, of course, he was beating up good guys in the UFC. And then, you know, then his career sort of went south. Now he's back down to 185 pounds or so he said he wanted to be. Now he's moving back up to 205 to take on John Jones. This will be September 22nd. That'll be in Toronto, Canada. I'm not a big fan of this fight. It's probably one I will probably skip on pay-per-view because Jones versus Belfort is about as competitive as me versus John Jones, and I got no chance whatsoever. Put it this way. I got two chances, Slim and None, and Slim just left town, quoting the old guy, Don King. But the UFC 152 fight card, I'll go over it just for the sake of going over it. A young man that we hope to have on either this week's show, the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, or next week's show, Joseph Benavidez, will be battling it out for the flyweight. That's 125-pound championship of the UFC. He's 16-2, stands 5'4". He's taking on Demetrius Johnson. Demetrius can fight 15-2-1. And my favorite guy, or one of them, Michael Bisping. Get his name right. Don't say it Bisping, anything like that, because he'll take you to task on it. He's 23-4 out of the UK, taking on Brian Stann, 12-4. He should be able to walk through Brian Stann. The guy that's got the disqualification win over John Jones, Matt Hamill, he's going to be taking on Vladimir Mishchenko. I thought Mishchenko was done. I mean, retired. I mean, history. He lost to Tito Ortiz like a decade ago. Good God. That's UFC 152. That'll come up September 22nd. Now we've got King Kyle Kingsbury coming up next on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the UFC light heavyweight contender. Want to say hello to all my people in Vegas listening on KSHP 1400 AM. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Stay tuned for a $1 million Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Time to talk MMA, folks, with our favorite MMA guy, the genius himself. Talk about King Kyle Kingsbury, the light heavyweight contender. And, of course, Kyle, you've got something coming up pretty soon, and you're going across the pond to fight. Talk to me about that.
Yep, fighting on the England card out in Nottingham, September 29th. So about another 4 weeks of training left.
Yeah, so what's training like at this point in time? What's it like for an MMA fighter?
You know, it's a lot of fine-tuning and a lot of cardio, really. You're not learning anything new right now, just sharpening the skills that you have and working on the game plan for the fight and pounding out cardio.
Okay. So what's a guy like you're fighting? Have you seen tape of him and all that kind of stuff, or what?
I've watched a ton of footage on him. He's 11-0 with 10 knockouts in the first round. He's got great hands, great knees. He's just an excellent striker, and he's very strong.
And is he from that area, Nottingham, UK, or what?
Well, he was born in Nigeria, and then at 10 moved to London, so he's a London guy.
Okay. There's supposed to be UFC 151. Obviously, that's not going to happen. That's just, like, disappeared into history. It's not going to happen, as John Jones doesn't want to fight Chael Sonnen, who was willing to move up with 8 days' notice to take the place of Dan Henderson. Talk to me about that. What's your feeling about that as a fighter?
Well, you know, it's that's tough. I really am mixed. As much as I'd love to jump on the bandwagon and bash Jones, he's got to do what's best for him, you know, and Chael's not an easy fight to switch to. You're talking about, I mean, I know Dana had said that they're both wrestlers and they're similar styles, you know, but one's a southpaw and one's orthodox, so that's a huge difference just alone right there. And I really do see it from both angles, you know, fought a lot on the undercards, and I feel for all those guys who lost their fight. They're not going to even get it moved to another card, a lot of them. So that sucks, but it's just how it goes.
Shouldn't those guys that were like, how can I put this, weren't paid, shouldn't those guys have been paid? I mean, the UFC's got deep enough pockets to where they should have been able to take care of the undercard fighters, at least pay them for their training expenses. I mean, some of these guys went 8-10 weeks in training, and they pay for that themselves. And then, of course, they try to pay for it with the purse they get from the fight, and there's no purse.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you. You know, it really does take a lot out. Before my last camp, I borrowed money all the way up until the fight to be able to pay for to train full time. And, you know, that's something that a lot of these guys do so they can take time off from work and really focus on the fight.
Okay. When you are a UFC fighter, when you're an MMA fighter, what is your, I mean, you're 24/7 into this. I know I used to box. I was 24/7 into that. I dreamed about it. I'd wake up every day. The fight would have a different result. I always won, though. I never dreamt that I lost any fights, which was, I guess, on the positive side. But take me through your day. Take me through the day of a UFC contender.
Well, it comes down to the schedule. You got everything put on the schedule that you really can't remember much, so you just fill in the day with things for recovery, things for training, and making sure you get time to sit on your butt as much as possible. But a typical day for me would be head to the chiropractor, get cracked out, get some ART, is kind of a active release therapy, work on the muscles, and then head into training, do some sparring or wrestling or jiu-jitsu, whatever the day calls for. Go home, get some lunch, relax, then head out to nighttime training, which is usually some mitt work or cardio, depending on which day it is, or Brazilian jiu-jitsu in the gi. And then come home, have dinner, and call it a night.
Okay. So what time does that coming home and dinner calling it a night? Because I used to run till 9:30, 10 o'clock at night and go to sleep at 10 at about 11:30, 12 o'clock, and then wake up about 6:30 or 7 to go run some more. When do you finally get to retire, per se?
Well, I usually try to get to bed. If I don't have work, I try to get to bed at 10:30 just so I can maximize sleeping, you know, talking with Victor Conti and some of the intelligent guys on recovery. They say that sleep is the most important thing you can get, so getting that 8 to 10 hours is definitely crucial.
You know, I've tried to give Victor all the respect and props that I think that he deserves. I think he's a guy that's trying to do the right thing. I love his snack products. Of course, Sports Nutrition for Advanced Conditioning, SNAC.com. You can check out all the stuff he's got there. And, of course, I love the Vitalize. I love the Aerobutine. I can go on and on. The vitamins. I mean, all of his products are just top-notch. How come Victor's been getting such a bad rap? I mean, the Andre Berto thing, he had nothing to do with Andre Berto testing positive for nandrolone, which is like an archaic steroid, but he's drawing some heat off that. He's drawing heat. I mean, it seems like anytime anybody comes up dirty, they're pointing at Victor Conti. Is he sort of like turned out to be like the Don King, the bad boy of anabolic steroids, or what?
Well, I think a lot of people, you know, the stigma is going to stay attached to him. There's a lot of people that aren't going to forgive him and only remember him for the Balco stuff, and rightfully so. You know, that was huge. That stretched across all sports. It wasn't just boxing or just track and field or just anything. It really stretched across all sports, and it was the biggest thing to hit the Bay Area. That's
well,
for sure.
Well, come on, he rigged the Olympics. Let's be honest, okay? I mean, Marion Jones won by like a mile in the 100 meters. I mean, it was incredible. There's a picture up in Victor's office of her winning that 100-meter race, and I think she won it by like 8 or 10 meters. But then again, Victor's take on that was the other girls were taking stuff as well. Everybody was taking stuff. You think drug cheating is as prevalent as some people say it is in the world of sports?
I think it certainly is in a lot of cases. You know, I think it is a lot of cases. I just think guys are getting good at beating the tests. And, I mean, just look at baseball right now. You got a couple guys getting popped recently here right from the Bay Area. And it's no coincidence, put it that way.
Well, you know, Melky, Cabrera, all of a sudden he was like a 246 hitter, an underachiever. And then last year he got over 200 hits, and this year he was almost leading the league. It was a .346 batting average, and he got popped for a high testosterone level. Now, some people are of the opinion that since testosterone is a natural byproduct of the body, Why shouldn't you be able to increase its level? Talk to me about that, the pros and the cons.
Well, I think what's going on, you know, more and more in our sport is you're seeing guys get the testosterone use exemption from simply going to a doctor and getting testosterone replacement therapy. Now, one of the things that I know Victor has talked about many times in the past is to get a legitimate testosterone use exemption from WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency, that requires months and months of testing from an endocrinologist, you know, a specialist who specializes in hormones, rather than going to some, you know, 60-year-old guy with a fake tan and perfect skin out of Palm Springs who's dishing out, you know, hormone replacement therapy for anybody over 30. So that's, I think, what the big problem is how many of these guys really need it versus how many of these guys don't. I think there's a strong argument for a guy like Dan Henderson who's in his, you know, mid-40s versus somebody like Frank Mir who's, you know, only a couple years older than I am. And, of course, you've got the argument that as guys age, they should just age naturally, and when it's time to retire, it's time to retire. You can't turn back the clock.
Hmm. King Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. He is a UFC light heavyweight contender going across the pond. September 29th?
That's correct, Pedro.
Man, is that going to be on TV over here or what?
They're going to have it on Fuel, but I'll be on the undercard, so I'm hoping for a big finish, and then they'll get me on the main card.
Okay. Now, you know, my knock on Fuel TV is that not enough people have it in their homes. Do you have it in your house?
I do not have it in my house, and I have the exact same qualms with it.
I mean, because, you know, I mean, that show between Mark Munoz and Sean Weidman a couple of months ago or a month and a half ago in San Jose was probably one of the best fights the UFC's put forth in a long time, and Weidman pulled off this big upset, and yet nobody saw it.
Yeah, nobody saw it unless you were there. No. So that's a lot of people that missed out.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, UFC 151 is supposed to go down September the 1st. John Jones and Dan Henderson not happening because Henderson hurt his knee a few weeks ago, and at the last minute, Chael Sonnen stepped in and said he would move up from 185 to 205 pounds to take on Jones. Jones and his main man, Greg Jackson, said, no, we're not going to have anything to do with that, and the show was sunk. Dana White is, shall we say, a little upset. We'll just put it to you like that. Dana White, you know, he's known for his temper and his being brash and honest and this kind of stuff. Well, he was a little bit more than brash and honest this week when it came to discussing John Jones. Of course, John Jones, 16-1, the only loss, a disqualification loss, a fight in which he was winning hands down. But the bottom line is John Jones, the light heavyweight champion of the UFC, will now step up and fight in UFC 152, I believe. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We're here live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
It's Saturday night and I'm just hanging out, looking for a place to party.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
right immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MY-TV.
Now, this is the way guys like to shop. With buy one, get one free savings during Macy's Labor Day sale. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Michael Kors, and more. Belts from Jeffrey Beam. Buy one, get one free. Polos and tees from Izod, Via Europa, Club Room. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis, and more. Designer suits. Buy one, get one free. Hot styles, big names. Buy one, get one free. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Exclusions apply.
Hey, listen up, video gamers. It's Steve Masters with God Game.
Let's go loot a few Confederate ships. Earn our bounty.
You gotta work on Labor Day.
Let's make Serrano wish he'd triple that bounty.
We'll try to sneak in a session of Bulletstorm.
Warning. Airlock safety is released.
This is run and gun action at its best.
Come on. Is this all you've got? Show me something, Serrano!
The crazy characters.
Just had to make sure we didn't go to hell alone, General.
And the theme of Bulletstorm is kill with skill.
I thought we were attacking the prize pig of the Confederation.
Bulletstorm is a great game to take out your frustrations on. One of the best driving games ever? Project Gotham Racing. If you're waiting for PGR 5, don't hold your breath. There's been no announcements of a new Project Gotham. I'm Steve Masters for Got Game. We got tons more online at gotgame.com.
And now from Dice.com, the career hub for tech. How 30 seconds can impact a tech career. A brief symposium. You could spend 30 seconds forwarding a funny video to a colleague. Impact? A lukewarm high five in the hallway. You could flirt with the new receptionist.
Hey, how's it going?
Impact? A stern reprimand from HR. And 2 hours of mandatory sensitivity training. Or you could join a talent community on Dice.com and get the latest news, job, and career advice that matches your interests. Dice has talent communities like mobile development, software engineering, and project management, just to name a few. Each community is spam-free and moderated by a guide with the same passion that you have, and it's free to join. Visit Dice.com/talent to join the community. That's Dice.com/talent. So the next time you have 30 seconds, spend them wisely. Dice.com, the career hub for tech.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Now, Kyle Kingsbury, of course, I call him Triple K, King Kyle Kingsbury, fighting September 29th over in Nottingham, the UK. Man, that's going to be quite a journey. Are you going to go over there a few days in advance? You can go over there the same day of the fight. I mean, there's pros and cons to all that. What's up?
Well, they usually get us there about 5 days before the event, usually a Tuesday. I'm going to fly out on a Saturday and get there first thing in the morning on Sunday. So I do want those few extra days to kind of acclimate to the time and just get adjusted. So that way, as I'm training and things like that early on in the week, I'll be acclimated.
Okay. You know, having fought in places like Denver, and I fought once in Mexico, there were different climates, different altitudes, things like that, and the Denver thing was a little scary, so I didn't know what to do there. I couldn't afford, I was an amateur, I couldn't afford to fly in a week or 10 days early, so I decided to fly in the day before the weigh-in, and that was a little strange, and yes, I was, how can I put this, hacking a little bit, just, you know, snorting a little bit as far as air was concerned, as far as our cardio was concerned, but the altitude... It was just an incredible, to me, it was a detriment. Now, Nottingham, UK, is that like on the seaboard or what?
Yeah, that's sea level, close to sea level.
Okay, so that's basically what you're accustomed to here.
Exactly.
All right, so the climate won't be all that different, but the time schedule, what are they, 9 hours, 8 hours ahead?
I think they're 8 hours ahead, yeah.
Okay. How do you deal with that? Do you start changing your training plan over here? Do you sleep a little earlier or sleep a little later? I mean, is there any change in your training regimen as far as here in the UK, here in the United States, before you go off to the UK?
Well, it's funny because, you know, when I fight over there, we're going to fight in the evening over there, and it's the afternoon here. So do I train at night now, or do I train in the afternoon to prepare for that? I don't know, but thankfully, you know, doing the two-a-days, I'm training 12 to 2 daily and then again from 6 to 8. So I kind of get both of those just in case.
Okay. You know, we were talking earlier about Sean Weidman and the big upset he pulled over Mark Munoz a few weeks ago in San Jose, California. That was a stunning upset. I mean, the fact that he walked through Munoz. Munoz was supposed to be the favorite there, but he walked through Munoz. He should have been arrested for domestic violence afterwards, the way he beat up on Double M.
You know, I had heard from UFC personnel that Mark might have been injured somewhat before the fight, but just coming out and seeing the way that Chris Weidman dominated him from start to finish,
Weidman, yeah.
There was really just nothing there where you could say it's a fluke or, you know, Weidman isn't all he's cracked up to be, because he dominated him everywhere. Takedowns, ground and pound, control, moving from side to side, working for submissions. He was just incredible.
The fact that he's never been taken off his feet now in 10 MMA fights, what does that say about his wrestling ability?
You know, there's a lot of guys that come from Division I wrestling, and some guys like Daniel Cormier wrestled in the Olympics, and these guys are great wrestlers, but not all of them stay on their wrestling, and it's quite apparent that Weidman, no matter how good he was at the college level, has stayed on his wrestling, because he's as sharp as it comes when it comes to MMA wrestling.
Yep, we're talking about Chris Weidman. I called him Sean Weidman and screwed up that up. But anyway, the bottom line is he stole the show at a UFC event in San Jose, California a few weeks ago. And, I mean, Munoz, everybody in press row, they pulled press row, and I was sitting there by myself. I'm the only one to pick Weidman. I felt like, man, am I the odd man out here? And then once the bell rang, once the referee's instructions were over, it was all Weidman, as Weidman ended up winning that fight in an abbreviated sense. What's next for him? I mean, there was a chance of him stepping in against John Jones at the last minute, but John Jones doesn't seem to be a company guy, a franchise guy. At least that's the perspective that Dana White, the president of the UFC, seems to be coming from. And a lot of the fans are pretty upset about him. I mean, if you look at all the social networking factors, Facebook, Twitter, this and that, I mean, he's like he's being dogged pretty heavily. Does he deserve the criticism?
You know, it's like I said, I do see it from both sides. Certainly from the fans' perspective, there's just extreme disappointment. You had such a good card, and to see that happen that way and to have nothing, it's, you know, the card that never was. And that's never been done before. Hopefully it never happens again.
You know, it seems like John Jones took a page out of the world of boxing. In other words, some guys are, quote, spoiled guys in the world of boxing. Won't take a last-minute substitute if somebody got hurt. I remember when Kirk Johnson, this Canadian, was supposed to fight Lennox Lewis for the heavyweight title in his last fight. In-step Vitaly Klitschko was in shape and gave Lennox all he could until Lennox stopped him on cuts. And then Lennox said, I had had enough. I wasn't fighting no more. But sometimes these last-minute substitutes, just the psychological end of it, it's just not good for the fighter. Even if you're John Jones and you consider a level or two better than Chael Sonnen.
Yeah, it's tough, especially, you know, like I said, going with that change from orthodox to southpaw can really throw you off. And you know, 8 days' notice. I know with Greg Jackson and knowing how into the mental aspect of fighting he is, there's no way you know if they had a choice in it, no way they were going to accept that change.
Okay, the Rowdy one was on the show last week, and she was amazing. She said that Chris Cyborg Santos can inject horse semen in both eyeballs if she wants to, as far as the... That's what she said. I'm not kidding you. Those were her exact quotes. And she's not worried about Chris Santos fighting Chris Santos, as long as Chris Santos can make 135. Is 135, is she going to have to cut off an arm and a leg to do that, or what?
You know, I'm not sure. You see people really gain weight from taking stuff. So if she's coming in clean, she might be able to get that weight down.
Coming in clean. Now, we've always thought, at least I've always thought, and I told Gina Carano that, and I said the same thing to Rowdy Ronda Rousey. If you want to look her up on Facebook, folks, she's got thousands of followers and thousands of likes, and she's probably the hottest fighter in MMA right now, male or female. But, you know, we thought that Santos needed to shave about 4 o'clock in the afternoon every day before fights because she looked so masculine. I put a picture of her up on the website, and you know, she had the body and the back of a man. I mean, she looks like a she-male. She-man. She's incredibly, how can I put this, toned and built for a woman.
She's on a whole other level. There's no question about that.
Okay, so if she's clean, and I'm sure the Athletic Commission and Dana White, these people are going to make sure she's as clean as she is coming into this fight, who wins that fight, Ronda Rousey or her?
Yeah, I think Ronda will win that fight just based on the technique. She's just got such incredible technique with her ability to get the fight to the ground and then her ability to finish on the ground. So, looking at it from that perspective, you know, a lot of these guys that are excellent submission artists have no way of getting it there. She, having the judo background, Olympic level, can always get the fight to the ground. And then you prove it's in the pudding with all of her armbar victories. She's going to get that arm.
You know, she says that her first inclination is to go for that armbar, that her mother was a former world judo champion, and that's how she won most of her matches, was with the armbar. But, I mean, she's just amazing. I mean, she took that girl Sarah Kaufman could fight. She was 15-1 with 10 knockouts. She was a good striker. She came in, she was unfazed. She wasn't scared of Rowdy Ronda Rousey, Triple R, as I call her. She wasn't scared of her. She came in, she came to fight. And 52 or 54 seconds later, the fight's over.
It really didn't look like it was much of a fight, you know, right out the gate. It was completely lopsided. Never looked like Kaufman was in the fight.
Okay. So if Cyborg Santos cannot handle Ronda Rousey, who can? Is there any female out there that can deal with her right now?
I don't think so. And I think that's the problem you see with women's MMA and why Dana is a little withholding when it comes to adding a female division, just because the fact that there are obviously different weight classes and there really only are two top level female fighters, and you know, once they have that fight, who else is there after that?
She's beautiful, she's easy to look at, she talks a good game, she talks a lot of smack, she can fight. I mean, I think she is a complete package, and I posted a couple of pictures there that were sort of like, we'll say PG rated on the website. She's a stunning-looking woman.
Yep, she's well, without getting into too much trouble with my beautiful girlfriend, she is definitely a looker, and she backs it up with all the skill. She's no Anna Kournikova, that's for sure.
Yeah. Now, she comes off the Showtime card. I wasn't too impressed with some of the Showtime numbers. I mean, as long as she's on Showtime, is she going to be relegated to being a non-entity? Does she need to break out and make that Fox date or what?
I'd love to see her be able to get over and have a big fight in the UFC, but already with the speculation of that, with her fight with Cyborg, they're already, you know, Scott Coker, the head of Strikeforce, put an end to that really quick and just said, you know, if the fight happens, it's definitely going to be on Showtime with our Strikeforce promotion, not in the UFC.
You know, and that sort of hurts it because, you know, I mean, all due respect to Showtime, I think they're in 7 million homes across the country, and then HBO's in like 35 or 40 million homes across the country. So, and out of those 7 million people, I mean, maybe there's going to be a small percentage of them watching MMA. I really think that for her to make this, to do a breakout type of thing, I think they need to pit her and Chris Cyborg Santos on Fox TV, make it a main event, make it a huge, huge ordeal, put a lot of publicity behind it, and get the women out there. Because once the women discover Rowdy Ronda Rousey and Chris Cyborg Santos when they clash, but once they discover Triple R, the fact that she's good-looking, she's easy to look at, she's not some beast that looks like she needs a shave at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, okay? Rowdy Ronda told me that she faced a lot of girls in judo that needed to shave at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's no big thing for her. But I think that with this Fox exposure, I think she could bring millions of women to MMA because they get to watch it on Fox TV for free. And then Steven Espinoza, the vice president of Showtime Sports, he'd be in a win-win situation because he can go back to Showtime, take her back to Showtime, and she'd probably draw a few hundred thousand more viewers to come back to Showtime. Women would be into MMA. I mean, if we get women as far as this demographic is concerned, I'm not talking about guys' girlfriends that show up to fights, things like that. I'm talking about women, per se. I mean, they are the majority of the population. That would, like, double the MMA audience.
Yeah, there's no doubt if we can just get a few of the ladies out there to start following and to start appreciating the sport, it would draw in some more numbers for sure. And I agree with you entirely. Showtime would benefit from that in a major way. You know, once they get that exposure on network TV and then start taking those fights back to their network, they're going to reap benefits just as well.
Okay, real quick, we got about a minute and a half left. We're talking with Triple K King Kyle Kingsbury, folks, of the UFC, the light heavyweight division. Now, Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez are rematch for later this year, later this in December. You still see Cain winning this one?
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind. I think he's a man on a path. He's driven. He's ready to go, and he's certainly going to go into that fight 100% healthy and ready to get the belt back.
Okay. One more thing. My man Gilbert Melendez of San Francisco, California, is going to be fighting in Sacramento. Why can't they put a fight in San Francisco? What's the beef on that? They go San Jose, they go Sacramento, but they won't go Frisco. What's wrong with San Francisco? Do you know?
I have no idea. I don't know. Maybe there's a thing with the venues or something like that. I really have no idea why they haven't been to San Francisco.
All right. Anyway, King Kyle, all the best to you. Good luck to you. Hopefully we'll talk before the fight. September 29th, Nottingham, the UK. And, of course, that is King Kyle Kingsbury, the UFC light heavyweight contender. All the best to you, man. Your expertise is, kind of put this, very much appreciated, and we thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me, Pedro. Much appreciated, brother.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio
It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
Well, I guess with UFC 151 not happening, the first pay-per-view event in the history of the Ultimate Fighting Championships being canceled, I guess that puts a damper on some people's weekend. I mean, because, you know, there were fighters that had expected to get paid. There were fans that had bought airline tickets. And, you know, and once you buy these airline tickets, they're non-refundable, or you buy a hotel reservation, you can't change it. I mean, they'll lock you into these dates with these extraordinary rates, like, we'll give you a room for, like, $45 a night, but you've got to commit to five nights, and, you know, you've got to pay for them, and they've got to be A through B, A through D or whatever. And the bottom line is, if you can't make those dates, guess what? They just keep your money, as do the airlines, okay? I don't think it's right. I've always been slick when it comes to canceling airline flights that have been, you know, pulled out from underneath me, you know, Showtime events not happening or pay-per-view events not happening, or maybe an interview in Colombia or Puerto Rico or something like that didn't happen. What I would do is I'd go to my doctor and I'd get a note. Yes, I'd get a note saying, Doc, I'm not feeling all that well, man. Can you do me a favor? Can you write me a note? I can't fly this weekend. So he'd write a note, you know, Pedro Fernandez is sick and he can't fly this weekend. So I'm sure that a lot of USC fans and a lot of USC fighters I've gotten those notes this week from their doctors as far as not being able to fly is concerned. But, you know, the fact that Dana White didn't pay these undercard fighters, which I think he could have. I mean, the company's making money. I think he should have paid these fighters at least half of their purse for their training expenses. As you heard, as Kyle had said earlier, he borrowed money all the way up until the day before his last fight in order to continue training. I mean, that's the way guys do it. They borrow money. When they get paid, they pay it off. But if you go 8-10 weeks in training, and guess what? No fight, no pay, you're out of luck, man. That's a bummer. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget the weekend wrap, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, and every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next week. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life. I'll see you soon.